I depend a lot on my GPS. Having moved to this hilly state from the much flatter lands of the Midwest, I have found myself more than once confused by the lack of north-south, east-west roads out here. Out west, most cities, towns, and villages are platted in clean squares with the roads and highways running in simple, relatively straight lines. You can often figure out where to go even without a GPS. If you miss your desired east-west street, just go to the next one, make your turn, and you're still headed in the desired direction. But when we moved out here, I was absolutely dependent on that GPS. I couldn't tell north from west and east from south. Roads wound everywhere, and because of the hilly terrain, I soon learned that there were places you couldn't get to from where you were. You had to go someplace else, and then follow a road from there. And at times, even my GPS seemed as confused as I was. It's a most unsettling feeling to be told by your GPS that you've arrived when you're sitting alongside an open pasture. Luke 6, verse 39 through 40 says, "And he also spoke a parable to them. A blind man cannot guide a blind man, can he? Will they not both fall into a pit? A pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he's been fully trained, will be like his teacher." My GPS, you see, is only as good as the information in its database. A teacher is only as good as his level of knowledge or wisdom and his ability to instruct his student. A teacher can't fully train another student, and an inept mentor can't guide a worthwhile disciple. We must be careful how we choose our guides, as we see in Hebrews chapter 6, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, being imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises."